The next section of the davening, beginning in La'olam Yehei Adam Yirei Shemayim Besesa Uvagali, a person should fear God in hiding and in public. So this is connected with the Shema that we will soon recite in the davening. And there's a historical context to all of this. It's actually quoted in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and it's also quoted in the Shiboli Halakat. In the days of Nachman Bar Huna, in the middle of the 5th century, in the 450s, 455, 456, there was a king. There was a Babylonian ruler, I think it's pronounced Yazdegerd II. And the Babylonians believed, in their religion, they believed that there were two gods. And there was two deities. They believe in duality, and when it comes to the divine, and he heard that the Jews believed in one God. So he also heard that what is the statement of faith in one God? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So he made a decree that no Jew could recite Shema, because saying Shema denies the official state religion. So he had guards posted in shuls in Babylonia, so Jews could no longer recite Kriyat Shema. So what are they supposed to do? So they recited Kriyat Shema quietly before leaving their homes. Now, and that's what we say, Lo Yimei Adam Yirei Shemayim B'Seser. So right now, it's only B'Seser. It's only in private. The ending, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Shemcha B'Rabim. After Shema, we say, Atahu Achlo Nivra Olam, we finish with the bracha that we want to eventually sanctify Hashem in public. Right now, when there's religious persecution, we're only Yirei Shemayim B'Seser. There's actually different opinions as to whether you should say Uvagaloi or not. Because the point of this is that we are saying that now we have to fear Hashem B'Seser. But the implication, if you only do it B'Seser, not Bagaloi, not in public. So we say it, our Siddurim have both B'Seser Uvagaloi. But some Siddurim only had the version of B'Seser, a person should serve Hashem in private, to remember this time in the 450s when the Jews were not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema and Shul. Now the king died at a young age. And this persecution only lasted for 5 years. The Jews thought it was a miracle. So even after this episode was over, now they can still say Kriyat Shema in the regular place right before Shemot Esrei. It was decided to recite Shema at this point in the davening each and every day to remind ourselves of this miracle. And that's why we say La'olam Hei Adam. And we can, the section ends with Shema and a bracha following. And by the way, one other point is that there also the custom of reciting Kriyat Shema in the Kedusha of Musaf also dates to this time. We didn't want to give up the public recital of Shema altogether, so it was recited on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Musaf after the guards left the synagogue. But anyway, this is the background for this section of La'olam Yehei Adam.